Okay, Nigeria 2, Saudi Arabia 2, Nigeria 3, Mozambique 2. Now, the story of the Super Eagles for this recent international break. Well, like I talked on before, for the first time in 55 months, we win a friendly game. I think 8 defeats, 7 draws, if I'm not mistaken. No, 8 draws, 7 defeats, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, from last year, Conrich, we just lose, let's say, tomorrow, new day, Portugal and the rest of them, just they catch us. Finally, we beat Mozambique 3-2. 10-man Mozambique, Meku Tokam first. And we draw with Saudi Arabia 2-2. These games now, preparatory games for the African Cup of Nations and the World Cup qualifiers, we will start next month. For World Cup qualifiers, we get South Africa, we get Zimbabwe, we get Lesotho. These teams are South African teams. So that is part of the reasons why we play Mozambique, another South African side, so that we will get an idea of how South African teams they play, at least this period. That is why we play Mozambique. Then Saudi Arabia, of course, grade A friendly or grade whatever friendly, because this window, we need to play AFCON qualifiers, we need to play World Cup qualifiers, we need somebody, you understand? Just like I've been few say, after the Sao Tome game, we suppose get a friendly, at least after that game, because we know so we will not qualify before then, and then Sao Tome, not be really that kind of opposition, you know, we go make us conceal, okay, one thing, but that one don't pass, this one don't pass. That discussion, now we won't talk about the friendly games. Something stand out, apart from the result, the goalkeeping. Make I put them out here. Goalkeeper don't cost us a whole lot in recent years. The 2019 Riyad Mahrez free kick for the semi-final against Algeria. I know some people don't say, okay, maybe goalkeeper fault. But I still get a few say, maybe a Vincent Enyama, a Karl Ikeme for prevent that goal. The goal for the Tunisia game, AFCON 2021, that second round goal, I still believe, say, a Karl Ikeme, a Vincent Enyama for prevent that goal. Then the World Cup ticket, the goal from Thomas Partey. I still believe, say, a good goalkeeper, even Olorunleke Ojo or Christian Nwoke.
Dele
Ayenugba, Greg Etafia, Abiodun Baruwa will prevent that Thomas Partey goal. Well, but we have been carrying leg off for Yugoslavia. So now, what in the community could just talk sharp right here now? The community don't gather again. Uzo Day, Justin Day, Kingsley Day. Make we start straight up with the friendly games. I know say the guys in there can endure right, they feel all right since. So make we start with Kingsley. First off, Nigeria friendly games. How you see them?
Well, so for me, make I just pick the positives first of all, mm-hmm. against Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. 2-2. So the good thing is that at least for a very long time, now we're actually getting closer to what team are we taking to the Nations Cup. And that's what this friendly has done for us.
Okay.
So we are no longer expecting the coach to start bringing every Tom, Dick and Harry. Mm. Build your team from what you have. Mm. But the good thing is that we saw goals, which getting 2 goals.
5 goals in 2 games.
Yes. Yeah. Against Saudi Arabia now. Getting 2 goals against Saudi Arabia. For me, it's very good.
Yeah.
But again, why are we conceding? Mm. If you look at the kind of goals that we conceded in that particular match, there are goals that were quite avoidable. Mm. So if our goalkeeping, just like you mentioned, was very, very good, we would have been able to avoid conceding those 2 goals. So make I just leave it there for now.
Okay. Sorry, Kisna, you talk something, and you talk say you saw goals. Mm. Scoring saw has never goals. Been our problem.
Really?
To an extent,
we don't score one goal against Ghana. One. Of recent, we don't score one against Tunisia. We don't score one against Ghana. We needed one goal in those 2 games. One goal.
Scoring, for the Super Eagles as a team, I know if you say scoring has been a problem to an extent.
Because we scored 16 against Sao Tome.
So what I'm saying is, I think our problem has always been defending and the goalkeeper positions.
Okay.
That has always been our problem, which has refused to go away, which up till now we are still in that debacle. We still did that circle of every time we are always conceding goals, and it's
cheeky
always been
goals
that are so annoying, that are not relevant, like on the norms that are not even supposed to happen. Schoolboy mistakes that are still happening in the Super Eagles. Mm. And everybody seems to be taking it like it's normal. It's not a routine for us to concede cheap goals. Mm. Goals that, even me, when I did secondary school, I was a defender, but I know, say,
if you enter post like Olivier Giroud,
I go free catch
if you enter post like Giroud, you go save that goal.
Yes, Giroud would have done better. Giroud would have done better. Check it. would have done more, would have achieved more as Super Eagles, even though so we are not even up there. But because of these mistakes, because of these schoolboy mistakes that have been coming into the team, that's why we have not achieved a lot. If we remove all these mistakes, all these schoolboy mistakes where our team they make all the time, we for don't pass the way we don't do. So that, it's so painful.
I agree with Muzo for this one, Sawa.
Okay.
Because when it comes to attack, we did there. See the caliber of players we'll get.
You know, a lot of people don't argue, say our team right now just the head heavy, front heavy. Like the boys where they do very well right now. All of them now
for but waiting they win games our now goals.
Then if
goals
you
call
the
goals,
you
are
not
the AFCON tournament
now a defense intensive tournament.
Exactly.
If you get a porous defense, they go punish you.
So you see why.
So now how strong your defense day? Nine they usually win.
So now waiting agree with Uzo. Yeah. When it comes to attack, midfield, and defense, we they up there.
Good.
But these errors with these goalkeepers they make, that schoolboy mistake.
True.
For how many years now? The thought of Vicente Yama, safe hand, flying carpets.
Yeah.
Now waiting with the column for streets that year. But after he go, after Kadi Keme, who don't step up to that billing? Nobody.
True.
And the thing they give me headache every time. When are they, I go notice that, wait till we get for back. Now, Akpere. As we take the talk for local
Akpere.
As in, you know,
see,
they can't get
it. You know, so if we talk about this goalkeeper thing on and on and on and on and on. But get it, what would it bust my head right now? I don't know whether Nauzo or post that thing. I don't know whether Nauzo Hope post them. I be there hacking this thing. That post where you say where they say.
Nah, post them.
Where I don't know whether
I post them. I saw it online.
I saw it.
I saw it and it was from
where say Duam if he easy.
Make Oyibo sign you.
That is the most stupid,
insensitive
comment,
arrogant, useless comment that I have ever heard. From a player who literally cost the full country World Cup ticket. True. Yeah, because I did talk like this because I remember when an official mail from the Nigerian Football Federation come out, blast a single player, Desire Paranoze, when Falcons not do well. So myself, I get the right to blast a single player for the Super Eagles World Cup miss. If Nauzo actually post that thing, because people drag him for the free kick when you see the way Wilfred did take look Uzo. If he slap him, you understand? So you make a mistake, people drag you normal level, and you come out and say, do I mean, is it drag the full country? I don't know if you're going to make out
Sawa, The guy no try. So after that game, the next day, I was opportune to listen to an interview on radio.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Our bishop now, the one that used to work in South Africa.
Peter Said Ida.
Thank you, sir. Ida. So Ida mentioned it, said...
And he was a goalkeeper.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's easy for him to spot when a goalkeeper is not doing well.
Yes.
Give him that credit. Do you understand? And he said something. He said, it could be the guy is having some personal challenge, which he's trying to just say, there could be reasons why the guy is not doing well at this period.
Mm.
The best thing Uzoho would have done was just to go back into his shell and check, really, is there something wrong with me that is making me not to concentrate on the pitch? Take the mistakes that people have pointed out. You know, there's one thing about football. When you're on the pitch, you see close to nothing. But those of us who are watching from outside, we see far better than you do.
Yeah.
Go back home and check where you got it wrong. Is it a personal issue? Is it loss of concentration? Or is it just that my form is beginning to drop?
To dwindle.
Yes. Mm. So that you go back home and do what? And put it in order.
Yeah.
There are still more games to come, hopefully. Either club side, national team, before the Nations Cup, rather than coming out to drop that post. I least expected him to do such.
First of all,
in recent times, Super Eagles players don't they do them. Look, we don't forget. In recent times, you understand? Even Victor Osimhen, after the World Cup miss, you understand? Where Victor Ekpeba make harmless comments. Osimhen come outside, come. Whether he called Ipiba Agbaya or something. I don't know whether he don't apologize for that behind the scene. But we don't find out, say, players don't they, you know. And I know they support, say, make you over-drag players. But when they drag you, you understand? Based on
dragging is for a reason. Nobody just wakes up one morning and starts dragging anybody.
Nobody gets these players, for goodness sake.
See, Solo,
I love them.
This keeper of it, this Uzo guy now, first of all, he has not, his match rusty. He has not, you know, the first thing for a team again for Europe. First of all. So I will not even, I'm not even blaming him. I'm even blaming the coach who decided to pick a player who has not been in the first team of his club side. So they're our national team.
And then again, the coach had four goalkeepers. Then Uzoho keep the first one. If you, why Uzoho starts the second game?
If you knew, if you know, say you don't want carry, you don't want to use other players, why invite them? Because I don't understand the rationale behind you invite four goalkeepers and you are playing two friendly matches.
Friendly games.
And the first match, the guy didn't do well.
Yes.
And you had options of three other persons that you would have picked from.
To test. To test
and
them.
And you did not.
Because now, the next game now, World Cup qualifier. And you don't use the
so the truth is, you can't give what you don't have. So I'm not surprised by the coach actions. The man himself, as the coach,
doesn't have
he
it.
He doesn't have it.
Tactically.
100. He doesn't have it.
Okay.
So NFF, now they know what they do. Now they know how they get to that
them
point.
After contract expired.
That man, since he came into our football, we have not improved.
Okay.
We are still going back to the days of, oh, if there's an error, if there's an agreement. We are still doing that up till now. This is 2023, and we are still clamoring for somebody who left since 2021.
Who has moved on?
Even Clemens Westerhoff.
We still beg, if you see that time.
See, wait till I go talk for this matter. Yeah. Who's all know do well? There's something about feedback. Like Kingsley say, now we wait the outside, they see better than him wait the inside.
Yeah.
Now we don't see waiting, we talk. Now to go back, go reason him by himself, say, wait till I go do to make my form come up. But he can't come out, can't put up that statement. And I believe saying I put up that statement because how many days
I
now?
Still want
he never can't apologize. And I go fault the coach also. After the first game, you get options. You know, go and use that. Wait till you want to try to tell us. Say you want to promote consistency or what. It don't make sense. So we as Nigerians, we need to check ourselves. This goalkeeping error, it go cost us for this Nations Cup where they go. Because me, to that, me, that, I that, believe that, say you cost that, us.
Talking about the Nations Cup, we don't see the Nations Cup draws.
Yeah.
Nigeria did the same group with the host country, Cote d'Ivoire, and then we get the two Guinea sides, Equatorial and Guinea-Bissau. I mean, I don't see any group like the group of death per se.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But how far you think, say, the Super Eagles go feed go for the Nations Cup? For me, I think, say, a quarterfinal finish, based on what I see, now waiting with it achieved for this Nations Cup. Yes, we don't adopt the mantra, let's do it again. Do I think we have the players to do it again? Yes. Do I think we have the coach to help us do it again? No. Do I think we have built a team? No. That now why I did say I think a quarterfinal finish, but I don't know whether when I get different opinions. Sour. You say we fit go all the way for this Nations Cup.
Yes, we fit go all the way
to go win the cup.
To win the cup.
Okay. Why you talk so?
Now when you look at our front men,
yeah,
Osimhen is like the poster boy of
fantastic. He's in FIFA, brilliant form.
The best nomination.
Like I said, our team is head heavy. Osimhen, fantastic. Boniface, fantastic. Daddy Simon just coming that day for Saudi Arabia.
For the midfield, we don't the balance. The defense, check the crop of players we did there.
Really?
Left back.
People been complain.
Yes.
Apart from Bruno and Osayi, you know, that defense, it's just say we get cover.
Sawa, no forget say times today. See MPFL. We still get time to go back into the MPFL and bring outstanding players to join this team.
You don't bring them since.
With they play the whole squad. How we know if you account for up to five or more than five MPFL players.
Who is
this
to blame?
This season don't start.
Who is to blame?
This season don't start. We they see these guys week in, week out. They put out outstanding performances.
Well, now just 3 matches we don't see for them.
It counts. He
get another. You get a player for MPFL where fit make a case for Ibubeduru. Ibubeduru of Rivers United.
I feel even make a case for Remo Stars GK, the goalkeeper. What is all they do for them?
That's the point. Now we are always
we can win this competition.
We always day we shall be patronized person. We shall be just make a manager
patronized.
Yes. Instead, we fit win the tournament. Your own take. How far do you think we can go at
it? It looks Super Eagles in two ways.
Yeah.
If it's for going forward, we can win the tournament. Okay. If to say football now only about going forward, we can win the tournament. Yeah. We have what it takes. But since say football now going forward and defending, so going forward we can win. But coming backward, defending, we are not going anywhere with this team. With the way we are right now, with the kind of goalkeepers we have at hand, we are not going anywhere with this team. This team is just
Which other goalkeeper make we try? We don't say Adele. We don't say, okay, Adele and that Israel issue. Now, I don't really come camp on time. We don't see.
We never really see the Adele guy. We never really see him. The kind of chance that have been given to Uzoho them, Maduka them.
We never really give
him. They never really give
him. That's why we need to give him more chance. Yeah. Because seeing him play in his club side in Israel, he's been doing very well.
Okay.
Again, that's where I actually faltered the coach. The guy came in late. Quite all right. Agreed. But in the two friendly matches, you had four halves. Do you understand? At least you should have been able to give him one. In relation to whether we'll win the Nations Cup. So 24 teams are coming.
Yeah.
Every 24th team, we don't come there. Yeah. Get equal opportunity to win the Nations Cup. Do you understand? However, just like we've described the team now, our team be like this vehicle. The front, na Ferrari. But the back, na Tottis car.
But make I remind you, say the best form of attack the first form of defense is to attack.
Okay. Before,
exactly.
Now,
the ability to outscore your opponent.
Now,
no matter if they score you nine,
attack
and
that
score
get a good defense.
Yes.
You get within our talk earlier on.
Nations Cup is almost like a replica of our NPFL. The mindset we will get, if I score one, I don't win. Tight defense.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And we've seen it in every Nations Cup. When last in the Nations Cup have we seen 4-5-0 score line? Let's look back.
I think the last time we win 4 something.
I'm not even talking of Nigeria now.
Mali, semi-final of the 2013 African Cup of Nations. I think that was the last time we Nigeria won 4 something.
I'm not even talking of Nigeria. I'm talking of the continent generally, as in all the countries where they play Nations Cup. When last have we seen 4-0, 5-0 score line in the African Cup of Nations?
This thing depends on the mindset.
So it's
because
not about
it's
scoring.
Because it is about scoring.
Because you get games where you go, they tactically tight, such that your one goal will give you the game. Do you understand? But it's now a question of how well are you tightening the back to ensure that even if they are going towards our goal line, we get that confidence, say this ball no go enter. If we score one, we don't win this game.
So if you are playing the Moroccan team or the Egyptian team, you are thinking of a high scoring game. Are you thinking of a high score? You think the game is going to be high scoring?
It's going to be high scoring.
You know, these guys,
these North Africans, you know, they are very good with the break.
Okay.
They are good with going against you head to head.
That now why Tunisia get that chance, one chance, they
should
have
finish
that
it.
Finish
it.
So
serious.
Just what we are saying here is
a depleted team.
We need to stop using sentiment to pick
and
players
get the best.
For our
okay.
team.
All right. So I don't talk say quarterfinals, but I did root for the Spikers to win the AFCON. But based on waiting, I don't see it. I know say a lot of my friends don't come, tell me see tournaments they different from friendly and all of that. And I totally agree.
True.
You understand? I'd be one of the people who believe say we'll go win the 2013 African Cup of Nations. Even when the team be there. I just had that belief somehow. And we did win that tournament. I don't get that belief this time around, so we'll fit win this AFCON. As a matter of fact, I believe we were going to win the 2019 AFCON. You understand? Than this AFCON. You understand? So I don't get that belief this time around. Because for this crop of players, individually they are talented. But no coach has been able to build them, mold them into a solid unit. No coach has been able to do that. And we are missing out on a generation of top-class players. Individually, we are missing out on a generation because we've not had that good coach that can turn them into a formidable side. But nevertheless, let's do it again, Super Eagles.
Yeah.
We believe we can and we can. You understand? I do my job as an analyst. I project as an analyst, but inside, I be Niger, and I really want us to win the AFCON for the fourth time. I believe we can, and we will do it again in Cote d'Ivoire 2024, January 13th, now in the economy will start, and hopefully the Super Eagles will make us proud. But then, Jose Peseiro, you have a lot of work to do. You get a whole lot to do, and Uzoho. Uzoho, my brother, and Grace. This is why they talk say do am if it easy. Now Grace, I think mention goalkeepers for street way better pass you like 5 million times. Goalkeepers, me I play amateur football. I think mention goalkeeper for street way better pass you 5 million times. Now Grace, Grace. Even me where they hear the talk, now Grace. No call they do like say your own strong pass. This Na Football Republic, Football Africa podcast that we don't bring you. Make sure say you subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch all our videos as it drop. Like, share, comment, and if you want to be part of the community, no worry. Just enter our DM and we go reach out to you. My name is Nasawadina. I don't do this one with Justin, Kingsley, and Uzo. Till we come your way again, this is the Football Republic. Bye-bye.